Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 21st of May. US President Trump has urged Congress to pass the so-called Big Beautiful Budget, which will make existing tax cuts permanent, add some additional tax cuts, and cut spending programs. Taken alongside trade taxes, the overall effect will be to increase the size of the US fiscal deficit and redistribution of income upwards. The economic divisions this creates are important. Academic research suggests that about 90% of US households live in a notably weaker economy than the headline GDP growth data suggests, and that for such consumers, US exceptionalism is largely an illusion. There are longer-term considerations in all of that, but for now the market focus is likely to be on the sustainability of the US fiscal position. An IMF official has been issuing a very blunt warning about the scale of the US fiscal deficit. While markets are becoming more fiscally focused, it is worth remembering a couple of things. Countries are not like casinos or hotel resorts. Declaring bankruptcy is not really a thing. Countries do not tend to repay their debt as a rule, it's perpetual. And the United States has record levels of wealth at the moment, which the government can try to mobilize to finance its borrowing needs. Pessimism about the US fiscal position needs to be considered within these constraints. Nevertheless, the growing angst about US debt levels is likely to reinforce the position of fiscal conservatives within Congress as the budget is debated. South Korea's first 20 days of trade data in May showed, predictably, a notable slowdown in exports to the United States and also in exports to China, which is often the last link in complex supply chains feeding into the US consumer. Steel and autos exports were hit, as these are areas where US consumers are paying noticeably higher taxes. Semiconductor exports stayed strong, which is logical, as Trump has yet to impose taxes on US consumers in that sector. So the inclination to stockpile in advance of anticipated tax increases must be strong. UK April inflation data saw the rates of inflation increase. The jump was expected, reflecting the peculiar energy pricing structure that the United Kingdom has, plus some tax changes which affected electric vehicles. Things like furniture prices have continued to fall, but food price increases have been accelerating again. The timing of Easter has also had some impact on these numbers, on things like leisure travel pricing in particular, and this will obviously reverse next month. There's nothing here to really shock the Bank of England, but it does perhaps explain the somewhat twitchy attitude of Bank of England Chief Economist Pill towards the current pace of interest rate cuts. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.